Here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up a really short set of music. Love is like oxygen as we are approaching, if not at, if not maybe a little over the midnight hour before the sweet brand new release from Nick Frater on the Big Stir record label with Let's Hear It for Love. We'll be hearing more from Nick in upcoming shows. I can guarantee that. But it's just now past midnight, around midnight. It's midnight-ish here on WRCT Pittsburgh, which means it's time for me to do a whole bunch of things, including the Midnight Mock. But before I get into the mock, how about I take care of like a couple pieces of what we call business in the industry? For example, here's a social distancing tip for you. Keeping your distance from others is very important in actually slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here's some fun things that you can do alone. You can read a book. You can take a walk. You can unpack that suitcase from the trip that you actually didn't take over the summer. You can paint a self-portrait. Maybe catch up on a TV series. Maybe listen to Viva La Mock. Do a puzzle. There's so many things that you can do. And remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more information, visit coronavirus.gov. Don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers does not use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield, the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, I should say, in case you don't know what I talk about when I say Garfield. For more information, call them up at 412-362-SPAK. That's 362-SPAK. Or visit their website, SpackBrothers.com. But we have a Johnny Carson mock to get to. The only way to start off a Johnny Carson mock is to have the appropriate background music. I got a little over a half dozen songs that all name drop Johnny Carson. Today would have been his 95th birthday. So why not celebrate the man who basically made late night TV what it is today, that everyone's trying to chase and catch the golden ring that he wore. We're going to start things off with something from Say Hi. It's a hunger here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Natural guy. dollars, pass him a heartbeat. I throw him a dollar, it's exactly what he needs to get another jug of Thunderbird and actually, but he asked him for a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed.
This was gay birth, and the husband's nowhere to be found on the planet Earth. Hardly's home and dinner's on, but what no TV? Well, the news is on, and it's just too repulsive to see. After 22 and 16 rapes, they count as a bad. I can't watch the news, it's too gross. She declares that she's a TV wife with a TV life. From early in the morning till late at night. The dreams and the fears and the wishes and the hopes are all being soothed by a handful of souls. So she's a TV wife with a TV life. TV wife. TV wife. Well, by mid-afternoon, you know the shows are progressed. And on comes all the characters with whom you're obsessed. This one dying, that one married, this one gave birth. And the husband's nowhere to be found on this planet Earth. Makeup's all the coke designer, what type of bed? The TV guide is on the floor, but nothing is said. Will it be a late-night movie starring Greer Garson? A Joey Bishop filling in for Aaron Johnny Carson? TV wife with a TV life. TV wife, TV wife, TV wife, TV wife. Woo!
You have spoken, the photos fading, and nothing. Going right, a shooter's hand to turn a cheek to a coffin empty room at night. Leaves arise and look inside. Secret society. Here's Victor now. If that's what you're in. retired and never coming back. Backroom basement, 6-2 waffle. There's nothing that I lack.
Took the stand. She's divorcing me for reasons I still don't understand. That dress is showing more of her than I've seen in years, and the story that she's telling's even got the judge in tears. She's accusing me of hanging out with girls of ill repute, adultery, abandonment, even alcohol abuse. I just heard my mother shout, "Your Honor, throw the book." And even my attorney just gave me a dirty look. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. My head is buried in my hands. The courtroom is adjourned. She got all I ever made and all I'll ever earn. If I had a handkerchief, I'd break right down and cry. Why, even Johnny Carson got a better deal than mine. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. And I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. If I keep the shirt that's on my back. She's painting her fingernails, waiting for something to happen. Listening to love songs, watching the clock on the wall. She could fix a cheese sandwich, but someone might ask her to dinner. So she's painting her fingernails with
to call. There's a torn yellow photograph stuck in the hedge of the mirror by the raggedy hand doll she played with when she was a child. There's a top dresser drawer filled with jewelry, pills, and old letters. And she's painting her fingernails, dreaming of Paul Newman's smile. There's a sink full of dishes left over from three lonely breakfasts. And some old glamour magazines, all very neatly arranged. But the magazines just make her feel that she's fat and she's ugly. So she's painting her fingernails, waiting for something to change. On her desk is the macrame she started back last December. And the bright gilded Christmas card he sent her 3 years ago. So she stretches her legs in an exercise she's been neglecting. She's painting her fingernails, hoping the age doesn't show. And it dawns on her the telephone just might be out of order. She picks. Night's candlelight dinner. On her neck is the love mark he left her to prove he was there. Should call the dentist and take her red coat to the cleaners. But she's painting her fingernails, wondering if anyone cares. Undresses seductively in front of Johnny Carson and smiles goodnight to the bullfighter there on the wall. And she crawls into bed knowing that this time tomorrow she'll be painting her fingernails, waiting for someone to call. Her fingernails, waiting for someone to call.
That's Bobby Baird Jr. here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up a Johnny Carson mock. As today would have been Johnny Carson's 95th birthday. Sadly, he passed away in January of 2005 at the age of 79. But again, he was the benchmark and is always will be the benchmark of what a late-night talk show host should try to achieve, at least in my opinion. So in that set of music, Bobby Baird Jr. doing Painting Her Fingernails. Also played some Roger Miller in there. Roger Miller doing Everything's Coming Up Roses. Went back to the Smitten CD from Buffalo Tom for the song Postcards. Dug deep into a rare early days track from Twisted Sister. Yeah, that was Twisted Sister doing TVI. Dramarama gave us Last Cigarettes. Probably one of the best songs in the entire set, the Beach Boys with their song Johnny Carson. And Say Hi from their 2015 release, Bleeders Digest with It's a Hunger.
WRC.
T. Pittsburgh.
88.3. We are scientists in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass eyes, they never lie.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. Classified.
Oh, let it go.